the appearance of Lord Nrsimhadev is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the topmost Vedic scripture. And his appearance is mentioned in many other Puranas also. His appearance is particularly described in detail in Sri Nrsimha Purana. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, he is first mentioned in the third chapter of the first canto, in a list of incarnation or avatars of Krishna. And the general reason for such descents of the Lord is also given there. Ete chang shakala rupam. What is it? Krishna stu bhagavan swayam. Indrari vyakalam lokam ridayanti yuge yuge. That there are many expansions of the Lord, but Krishna is the original form. Kala Pumsa, Krishna's two Bhagavans, Indrari. Such forms appear in every age to alleviate the disturbances to Indra, to demigods headed by Indra. Now, in the case, So like this, there are so many different descents of the Lord, such as Rama, Nrsimha, Varaha, Vamana, who descend to alleviate disturbances caused by demons. Lord Nrsimhadev specifically appeared to alleviate the disturbances caused by Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu had caused the great disturbance of driving all the demigods from the heavenly planets and usurping the throne of Lord Indra. And Sri Nrsimhadev dealt with Hiranyakashipu by whipping his body to pieces and thus killing him. Problem finished. Now we see that shortly after the appearance of Lord Nrsimhadev, the Lord again appeared for a similar reason. He appeared as Lord Vamanadev. The same thing more or less had happened, that the great grandson of Hiranyakashipu, namely Bali Maharaj, had conquered the heavenly planets. And again, he had usurped the position of Indra. So Vamandev appeared and he rectified the situation. However, he did not kill Bali Maharaj. He removed him from the position of Indra. And superficially, it appeared that he had cheated him. But soon thereafter, Vamanadev awarded Bali Maharaj the overlordship of the Sutala planetary sphere, which was in many ways considered even better than that of the Swargaloka. And Bali Maharaj was promised that later on you can also take the position of Indra. And what is more, Vamandev himself took up service in an attitude of great affection towards Bali Maharaj. So for the same offense, he treated Hiranyakashipu with great anger. There was no court case. He simply finished him off. Execution, no court case. Whereas with Bali Maharaj, he played some joking pastimes. And far from killing him, Vamandev made Bali Maharaj's material and spiritual position practically unparalleled. So why is this? Why is he dealing with one person in one way and another person in the other way? They both committed the same offense. Was it that at the time of Hiranyakashipu, the Lord was simply feeling in a bad mood, and then when he appeared as Vamandev, he was in a better mood. Probably husbands and wives, they know that amongst each other, sometimes for no reason, the other will be in a good mood, and the other, and then the next day in a good mood. And there doesn't seem to be any reason for it, just it's like that. Do the Grihasthas have this kind of experience? Anyone? You like to say, yeah, it's like that. I don't know, but I don't have a personal experience, but I can imagine it's like that. So is this Supreme Lord whimsical, that just sometimes he punishes someone for one thing and then on another occasion rewards someone practically for doing the same thing? Is he influenced by the three modes of material nature, that one day he's in the mode of ignorance and the other day he's a little bit happier, maybe in the mode of passion or something? These are not the reasons. The reasons for the Lord's differing behavior in these two incarnations is because of the different attitudes of Hiranyakashipu and Vali Maharaj. Both were intimately related with Prahlad Maharaj. Hiranyakashipu as the father and Vali Maharaj as the grandson. Now, the difference in their attitude towards him was that Hiranyakashipu was against Prahlad Maharaj, and Vamandev, he was against Prahlad Maharaj's Vishnu Bhakti, and Vali Maharaj accepted the principles of Vishnu Bhakti taught by Prahlad Maharaj. Now, Hiranyakashipu was very much against Prahlad Maharaj's commitment to Vishnu Bhakti. So much so that eventually he became so frustrated with Prahlad that he wanted to kill him, which is certainly a very extreme response. It's not unusual if a father gets upset with his son, and the father may sometimes even beat the son, but to want to kill him is an overreaction. But on principle, it could be in one perspective, it could be said that on principle, Hiranyakashipu really didn't do anything very wrong. He had a certain outlook on life. And as an affectionate father, he wanted to inculcate that in his son. It's natural that a father will want to train the son in the principles that the father himself is committed to, whatever those principles may be. Just like you see someone who's keeping a chicken shop, then they train their son how to cut the throat of the chicken. So some people, very few people, may think this is not very nice. But the father feels it is his duty to train his son as such. And my son, naturally, he should help me in that. And later he can take over the business. So Hiranyakashipu thought in the same way, that I'm controlling the universe. So my son should also assist me with that. Prahlad was not interested in receiving such instruction. So this very much annoyed Hiranyakashipu. Even more, Hiranyakashipu was annoyed by Prahlad's firm faith in Lord Vishnu, who Hiranyakashipu considered Lord Vishnu as a family enemy. So this was the reason for Hiranyakashipu's anger against Prahlad, and it could be said that it wasn't wholly unjustified. We don't say like that, but someone might make such a case. Just like some crazy and offensive people in Tamil Nadu have made a theory that actually Ravana wasn't so bad, but Rama was the bad one. It is natural for a father to chastise the son. What is the fault then? The problem is that Hiranyakashipu did not understand the transcendental exalted position of Prahlad. In terms of social convention, Hiranyakashipu was certainly superior to Prahlad. But in terms of spiritual realization, Prahlad was much superior to Hiranyakashipu. So actually Hiranyakashipu had no right to chastise Prahlad. And instead of giving instruction to Prahlad, he would have done much better to have taken instruction from Prahlad. But thinking himself superior, he made the misjudgment of thinking Prahlad the object of his criticism and chastisement. And as a result of this, he incurred the extreme displeasure of Lord Nrsimhadeva. Whereas Dali Maharaj, he was in a, by social convention, he was inferior to Prahlad Maharaj. He was subordinate to Prahlad Maharaj. But Dali Maharaj didn't simply respect Prahlad Maharaj according to social formality. But Dali Maharaj understood the transcendental position of Prahlad Maharaj as a great devotee. And Dali Maharaj imbibed the devotion that Prahlad Maharaj conveyed to him. As a duty, being the king, superficially the king of the demons, Dali Maharaj attacked the devas and took over the position of the overlordship of the heavenly planets. Maybe there was some tinge of a reflection of material desire there. That is not for us to comment on. So Vamandev also, as a duty, removed Dali Maharaj from that position and rectified the situation. But he reciprocated with Dali Maharaj in a very pleasing manner, quite different to the manner with which he interacted with Hiranyakashipu. So there are many important lessons to be learned from considering the pastimes of the Lord. One particular lesson that I've been indicating in the course of this speech is one's attitude towards devotees. By criticism of devotees, one's spiritual life is spoiled. Even if one is practicing Krishna consciousness, if he criticizes devotees, then the result of chanting Hare Krishna, namely love of Krishna, will not fructify within the heart. Good. On the other hand, if one is submissive to devotees and behaves with them properly, then by their grace, by the grace of such devotees, one can get the mercy of Krishna. Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasado yasya prasada nagati kisopihi. You'd like to get the translation of that? And by the dissatisfaction of the guru, then one has no hope in spiritual life, in Krishna consciousness, whatever else he may do. So Hiranyakashipu failed to recognize Prahlad's exalted position as a Vaishnav and a guru. As a result, he was totally vanquished. But Dali Maharaj, even though he committed the same, what could be called a criminal offense of throwing out the demigods, nevertheless, he got the full mercy of the Supreme Lord because of his proper dealings with Prahlad Maharaj. It was not considered that, well, Hiranyakashipu, he is the father, so he has the right to chastise. In so many ways, Hiranyakashipu appeared superior to Prahlad. But because of his far inferior position in terms of bhakti, he was actually intrinsically inferior to Prahlad. So in our spiritual life, we should consider this. We should be very careful about criticizing devotees. This doesn't mean that one loses all power of discrimination. But if a devotee is sincerely and honestly practicing Krishna consciousness, then it is not proper to criticize him, especially by those who are in a spiritually less developed position. It is the duty of the guru to find the fault in the disciple and correct it. But that is not the duty of everyone. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wrote a letter to a disciple who had the habit of criticizing other devotees. In that letter, he stated that, he quoted from Chaitanya Bhagavat, that in Chaitanya Bhagavat it is stated that by criticizing devotees one goes to hell. He said that as having taken the position of my guru, having taken the position of guru, it is my duty to find the faults in others. But, he continued the letter, I do not know why you are so eager to bring upon yourself such an unpalatable task. So one should be very careful not to criticize sincerely practicing devotees. There may be problems in social dealings, even between devotees. But in general, devotees, they shouldn't make a big fuss about small things. And they should live together peacefully and not be too disturbed by the minor faults of others. If one thinks, especially if one is in a spiritually not so developed position and thinks that now I have the duty to criticize others, then he puts himself in a very dangerous condition. If there's any serious problem in dealings, then the Vaishnava may approach another Vaishnava very humbly and respectfully and describe what he perceives the problem to be. But if one thinks that materially or even spiritually one is more competent than a Vaishnav who is superior to one and engages in criticizing behind his back, this is certainly not proper Vaishnav behavior. It will not satisfy Krishna. It may satisfy that individual person's crooked propensity for fault finding, but that crooked propensity will stop his devotional development. And we see practically that paracharchaka, that is the word used in Chaitanya Bhagavat, one who gossips about others, that they lose, although they're very expert at finding the faults in others, they themselves have very little to contribute to the service of the Lord. They become unenthusiastic to serve the mission of the Lord. So we should avoid becoming Hiranyakashipus. We should rather follow in the footsteps of Kalad Maharaj and follow the example of Dali Maharaj. In this way become purified. We get the mercy of the Vaishnavas. And in this way we'll become more and more enthusiastic in devotional service. Otherwise, to be known as a gossip, I don't know in Indian culture, but in Western culture, it's like this for old women who have nothing to do. They have nothing to do, so they simply watch what everyone is doing, and they find fault even there's no fault, and they talk all day among themselves about it. So we have come to Krishna consciousness for elevation in consciousness. Maya is very expert in not turning our attempt upside down. So instead of going up, we go down. Therefore, we have to understand the basic principles by which we can advance in Krishna consciousness and understand the principles by which Krishna consciousness is spoiled and act accordingly. This is one important instruction we can deduce from the appearance of Lord Nrisimhadev, that his appearance was superficially to, or at least the formal reason for his appearance was to rectify the imbalance in the universe, but the internal reason was to please his devotee Prahlad. And in his appearance as a Vamana, he rectified a similar disturbance in the universe. But he did so to reciprocate with the devotion of Dali Maharaj and of Prahlad Maharaj, who was still present at that time. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Jai Shri Nrisimhadev Bhagavan Ki
Jai.
So, I think we're over time. Now we have to leave, is it?
We have just...
Okay. Can we take questions or not?
Yes, yes.
All right, are there any questions?
Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes.
Yes,
அறியாமையா
தெரியாமையா?
Any questions?
Out of ignorance, if we commit any of these offenses to devotees, how shall we rectify?
How should we rectify an offense caused out of ignorance?
அறியாமையில் நாம் இருக்கும் நிலையில் ஏதாவது ஒரு அபராதத்தை பக்தர்களின் பால் நாம் விளைவித்து விட்டால் அதை நாம் எப்படி சீர்படுத்திக் கொள்வது?
Again, going to the teachings of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, which I think you can understand I've been studying quite a lot recently.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur avargalin arivurigalai naan meendum nilai koora vendirikkirathu nilathil.
He said that actually there is no offense for a surrendered soul.
Saranadainda or aatmaavirku avaragam endru ondrum illai.
If one is actually surrendered to the service of Krishna, then his attitude is inoffensive.
சரணடைந்து விட்டோம் கிருஷ்ணரின் என்ற நிலையில் நாம் வந்துவிட்டாலே நாம் செய்யும் நடவடிக்கைகள் அபராதமற்றதாகத்தான் இருக்கும்.
Whereas if one is not properly surrendered, then he's always in danger of making offense due to tendencies towards sense gratification.
ஆனால் சரணடையாத நிலையில் இருந்து விட்டால் எப்பொழுதுமே அபாயம் இருக்கிறது. தன்னுடைய புலன் முகர்ச்சியின் நாட்டத்தில் ஏதாவது ஒரு அபராதத்தை விளைவித்துக் கொண்டிருப்பார் அந்நபர்
என்பது.
அதனால் இதுக்கு ஏற்ற சிறந்த அறிவுரை முழுமையை நிறைந்த ஒரு பக்தராக உங்களை ஆக்கிக்
கொள்வதுதான். Reaching that platform immediately, we should be very careful to avoid offenses.
உடனடியாகவே அந்த உயர் தளத்திற்கு நம்மால் சென்றுவிட முடிவதில்லை என்ற நிலையில் இருக்க நாம் மிக ஜாக்கிரதையாக இருக்க வேண்டியிருக்கிறது. அபராதம் விளைவிக்காமல் இருக்க.
And rather we should cultivate the habit of serving devotees.
பக்தர்களுக்கு சேவை செய்தல் என்ற அந்த நிலையில் அந்த பயிற்சியை நாம் மேற்கொள்ள வேண்டும்.
So that even if by mistake we do something that displeases them, because of our overall attitude of submission and service, they very easily forgive it.
Now idavu avare velichitta kuda nammude sevai manappanmai avargal irukka idella maranthirranga avanga andha bhaktargal mannittu marakkirargal.
Much depends on the attitude.
Ella manobhavam endha manonilaiyila namba vandu idu senjikittu irukkom endru porutha.
Any other question? So we request to all of you to take up Krishna consciousness more and more seriously.
And all of you விடுக்கும் வேண்டுகோள் என்னவென்றால், கிருஷ்ண உணர்வை இன்னும் முக்கியத்துவம் வாய்ந்தது, இன்னும் முக்கியத்துவம் வாய்ந்தது என்ற கருத்தில் கொண்டு உங்களுடைய அன்றாட வாழ்க்கையை சீர்படுத்த வேண்டும் என்பதுதான்.
In which we can enter the profound ocean of remembrance of and service to the Lord and his devotees.
பகவானின் நினைவிலும் அவருக்கு செய்யும் சேவையிலும் அதே நேரத்தில் பக்தர்களுக்கு செய்யும் சேவையிலும் நம்மை ஈடுபடுத்தல் மிக உத்தியோகமாக இருக்கும் நிலைக்கு நம்மை நாம் உயர்த்தி கொள்ள வேண்டும்.
It is so much better to discuss about the Lord and his devotees than to discuss about politicians, film stars, sports stars.
அரசியல்வாதிகளை பற்றியும் சினிமா நடிகர்களை பற்றியும் அல்லது விளையாட்டுத் துறையில் உள்ள வல்லுநர்களை பற்றியும் பேசிக் கொண்டிருப்பதை விட எவ்வளவோ தலை சிறந்தது பகவானை பற்றியும் அவரது பக்தர்களை பற்றியும் நாம் பேசிக் கொண்டிருப்பது என்பது.
Let us hear about, read about and remember the pastimes of the Lord and in this way become purified and happy.
பகவானின் லீலைகளை கேட்டும் படித்தும் மேலும் மேலும் அதில் நம்முடைய ஈடுபாட்டை அதிகப்படுத்தி நம்மை நாம் தூய்மைப்படுத்தி அவர் நினைவில் இருக்க முயற்சி செய்து சந்தோஷமாக வாழ கற்றுக் கொள்ளுங்கள்.
ஷுனு சுபதம் சுகதம் நவசாரம். By hearing about the pastimes of the Lord in his various incarnations, one's life becomes auspicious and happy, even in this miserable material world.
இந்த துக்ககரமான ஜட சூழலிலும் கூட நாம் பகவானே குறித்தான நிலைகளையும் அவர்தன் பிரதாபங்களையும் கேட்டும் படித்தும் நம்முடைய வாழ்க்கையை செயல்படுத்த மிக ஆனந்தமான ஒரு சூழலை இங்கேயே நாம் அனுபவிக்கிறோம்.
So that you can absorb your consciousness more and more in Krishna, we have brought for you an alternative to the newspaper.
The newspaper nilde maatraga ondrai naangal ondru ungalukkaga kondu vandirukkom. உங்களுடைய வாழ்க்கையை எப்பொழுதும் நீங்கள் அந்த விஷ்ணு கிருஷ்ணனை நினைத்து நினைத்துக் கொண்டிருக்கும் நிலையில் அந்த ஸ்மரணத்தில் வைத்துக் கொண்டிருப்பதற்காக
devotees of Krishna are not very much concerned with the newspaper.
கிருஷ்ண பக்தர்களுக்கு இந்த தினசரிகள் மீது எவ்வகையிலும் நாட்டம் இல்லை.
But they very much like to study Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam.
அவர்களுக்கு இருக்கும் நாட்டமோ பகவத்கீதையையும் ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதத்தையும் படிக்க வேண்டும் என்பதுதான்.
And they say, well, in the newspaper there's fresh news.
Newspaper-ல சொல்லுவாங்க சூட செய்தி வந்திருக்கிறது.
Whereas this is something which happened long time ago.
ஆனா கீதையில் இருக்கிறதோ நீண்ட காலத்திற்கு முன்னால் நடந்தது.
But just consider that the fresh news of today, the newspaper, is garbage tomorrow.
ஆனா நேற்று வந்து நடந்த விஷயம் இன்னைக்கு தினசரியில் பார்த்தீங்கன்னா அந்த பேப்பர் குப்பைத்தொட்டியில் தான் போடணும்.
After one day, the paper, they'll put that in the pile and give to the paper man who colors.
பழைய பேப்பர்ல என்ன பண்றோம், எல்லாம் மூட்டை கட்டி வச்சு அந்த பழைய பேப்பர் காரருக்கு போடுறோம்.
And then maybe that will end up in the on the stall on the side of the street, someone is making pakoras and they put in the
பெருவரத்துல பப்பாரா இருக்கிறவங்க அந்த காயத்தை கிழிச்சு அதை பெச்சு கொடுக்கறதுக்கு தான் உபயோகம்.
So that very fresh news, just like if I tell you Saddam Hussein was caught.
சூடான செய்தி என்ன, சதாம் ஹுசேன் பிடிபட்டார் அப்படின்னு நான்
இன்னைக்கு சொன்னேன்.
என்னைக்கு அவருக்கு பிடிச்சாங்களோ அன்னைக்கு இதை நான் சொன்னேன்னா அப்படிங்களா, ரொம்ப சுவாரஸ்யமான விஷயமா
இருக்கேன்னு கேட்போம்.
இப்ப அதை சொன்னோம்னா பேசுறாரு ஏற்கனவே பழைய செய்தி தானே அப்படின்னு நம்ம ஏதோ யோசனை பண்ணுவோம்.
When he was caught, I heard they printed so many extra newspapers because they thought so many people will want to buy.
பேப்பரே வந்து பிரிண்ட் அதிகப்படுத்துறாங்களாம் அவர் பிடிபட்ட காலகட்டத்தில் எல்லா இடங்கள்லயும். ஏன்னா அதிகமா மக்கள் அந்த நியூஸ் பேப்பர் வாங்கிட்டு தினசரி வாங்குவாங்க.
But that same news that they were so anxious to read about, after a few days, it's torn up into little pieces and it's become a holder for pakoras from the street store.
இவ்வளவு சுவாரஸ்யமா பேப்பரை வாங்கி வாங்கி படிச்சுட்டு இருந்த அதே செய்தியை கொண்டிருக்கும் தினசரி கொஞ்ச நாள்லயே என்னாச்சு, பெருவாரமா பக்கோடா வைக்கிற வச்சு கொடுக்கிற காயெல்லாம் மாறுது.
Whereas this news from the spiritual world, although ancient, is always fresh. Even if we read Bhagavad Gita 1,000 times, we will still find there's so much more fresh understanding.
ஆயிரம் முறை நீங்கள் பகவத்கீதையை திரும்ப திரும்ப படித்தாலும் மேலும் மேலும் அதில் புரிந்து கொள்வதற்கு பல அம்சங்கள் புரிந்து புரிதாக இருந்து கொண்டே இருக்கின்றன என்பதை நீங்கள் அறிவீர்கள்.
So those of you who don't have this Bhagavad Gita in their home, you should please immediately take one.
பகவத் கீதை யாருடைய இல்லத்தில் இல்லையோ அவர் உடனடியாகவே இந்த புத்தகத்தை எடுத்துச் செல்ல வேண்டியது மிக அவசியம்.
What's the price?
150 rupees இந்த புத்தகம்.
So you might think, well, that's quite a lot of money.
150 rupees இவ்வளவு பணமா ஒரு புத்தகத்துக்கு நீ நினைக்கலாம்.
Even if we sold this to you for 150 crore rupees, it would not match the actual price of what is here.
150 கோடி ரூபாய்க்கு இந்த புத்தகத்தை நான் உங்களுக்கு விட்டா கூட அது உள்ளுக்குள்ள இருக்கிற விஷயங்கள் அதுக்கு ஒரு ஈடாயிராது.
150 rupees you can get 30 cups of coffee.
150 rupees என்ன கிடைக்கும், ஒரு 30 கப் காபி கிடைக்கும்.
Better to have Bhagavad Gita.
Bhagavad Gita எடுத்துக்கொள்வது மிக நல்லது.
Actually, I can save you money because if you start following it, then you won't even drink coffee.
இப்ப உங்களுக்கு காசு மிச்சம் என்னன்னா இதை நீங்க படிக்க ஆரம்பிச்சீங்கன்னா காசு பழக்கம் போயிடும், அதுலயே நிறைய மிச்சம் உங்களுக்கு.
So those of you who don't have Bhagavad Gita as it is, you should please come and take it.
Bhagavad Gita உண்மை உருவில் யாரிடம் இல்லையோ அவர்கள் தயவுசெய்து என்னிடம் இங்கே இப்படி இருக்கிறது வந்து பெற்றுக் கொள்ளலாம்.
If you are already so fortunate as to have this in your home,
அதிர்ஷ்டவசாலியாக நீங்கள் இருந்து பகவத்கீதையை ஏற்கனவே வீட்டில் வைத்திருப்பவராக இருப்பாரேயானால்
then you should take the Srimad Bhagavatam
Srimad Bhagavatam நீங்கள் எடுத்துக்கொள்ளலாம்
in which the pastimes of the Lord are described in great detail
பகவானின் லீலைகள் எல்லாம் மிக விரிவான முறையில் விளக்கப்பட்டிருக்கும் புத்தகம் அது
we also have many other important books such as
தன்னேரிய விஞ்ஞானம் போன்ற தலை சிறந்த மிக முக்கிய நூல்கள் எல்லாம் கூட இங்கே நம்மிடையே இருக்கின்ற புத்தகங்கள் Krishna புத்தகம்
and I've also written some books
நானும் சில புத்தகங்கள்
such as this Ramayana which is available in English
ஆங்கிலத்தில் இருக்கிறது Ramayana என்ற இந்த புத்தகம்
so those of you who don't have these books you please come to the book table and take and I can sign it for you if you like
புத்தகங்கள் இந்த புத்தகங்கள் ஏதே யாரிடம் இல்லையோ அவர் தயவு செய்து அந்த புத்தக மேஜைக்கு சென்று அதை பெற்றுக்கொண்டால் நானும் என்னுடைய கையொப்பம் அறிவித்து உங்களுக்கு அதை கொடுக்கிறேன்
Or actually we should call people or anyone if they like they can come just here now and I'll give you and sign
so come books la na somebody book la na devasey neenga poi anga paarenga neenga maharaj irukkaru ungalku initial panni rayappa mittu koduthuvar yara puthaga erkana vaangirunga devasey vandu vaangikalam
He already took, so I'll sign it. Yeah, have you announced it? Tell me. Hare Krishna.
நாமக்கல்லிலும் இரண்டு பக்தர்கள் இந்த புஸ்தக பிரபாகர் மாரத்தான் டிசம்பர் மாதத்தில் நடந்த நிலையில் இந்த புஸ்தக விநியோகத்தில் பகவத்கீதை விநியோகம் செய்ய மிக ஆர்வமாக பங்கெடுத்துக் கொண்டார்கள் அவர்களை பாராட்டும் வகையில்
ஸ்ரீமதி
சாந்தி ஸ்ரீராம் ஸ்ரீ எஸ் ஸ்ரீனிவாச பிரசாத்
ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா
ரிக்வெஸ்ட் देम டு கம் டு டேக் திஸ் கிஃப்ட் ஃபார் ராதா மேரன்
ஹூ இஸ் திஸ்
அவர்களை இங்கே நாம் அழைக்கிறோம் இந்த பரிசை பெற்றுக்கொள்வதற்கு பங்கு கொண்டு தீட்சா ப்ரோக்ராம்ல வந்து அவங்களும் பரீட்சையில் எழுதி தேர்ச்சி பெற்றார்கள் அவர்களுக்கும் சான்றிதழ்களை இப்பொழுது இங்கு
வழங்குகிறார் I think it's not my story. You can edit it afterwards, is it?
For marathon, both Amar and Prabhupada did it.
Mother and son, combined team.
And they think that it's Amar Shadavan.
Shadavan, Tamarkin, Benji, Mr. Vikarayagin, Tayin, Bhagavan.
Hare Krishna.
And here is also King of all book distributors, Varadaraj Prabhu.
Varadaraj Prabhu. புத்தக விநியோகத்தின் அரசன் இங்க நம்மளே இருக்கிறார்
வரதராஜ லோகி 144 பகவத்கீதா டிஸ்ட்ரிபியூட்டர்
144 பகவத்கீதையில் கிரி ஒரே மாதத்தில் விநியோகம் செய்தவர் இந்த புத்தக விநியோக அரசர்
alone plus that he was helping with his good wife on book table where another 100 books went
தனியாக இவர் செய்தது இது இதெல்லாம் அவருடைய மனைவியின் உதவியுடன் இங்கு வந்து நூற்றுக்கணக்கான புத்தகங்களை புக் டேபிள் இருந்தும் விநியோகம் செய்தார்
so we are giving him free ticket to Mayapur this year
மாயாபுருக்கு இந்த தடவை அவருக்கு இலவசமாக டிக்கெட் கொடுத்துருவோம்
Now we want to thank to Mr. Vasantam who stayed in Amakal. He gave us the house for a couple of weeks to use for book distribution. So I should
say... Mr. Vaniyavacharke, எங்களுக்கு இங்க ஒரு வீட்டை ஒதுக்கி கொடுத்து எங்களுக்கு பெரு உதவியாக இருந்த வசந்தம் அவர்களுக்கு எங்களுக்கு நன்றி அவர் நான் வசந்தம் குடும்பத்தினர் அவரை நாங்கள் அழைக்கிறோம் அவருடைய குடும்பம் சீராக கவனம் செய்து கொண்டிருக்கிறார்கள் குடும்பத்தினர்
How they teach.